morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council, as we get an update on those Stephen Adam videos. Stephen, of course, professional basketball player who loves beef. Heather, give us an update.
Yes, in the first video, Adam shares how he loves beef and he smashes steaks, a phrase that has taken off in Oklahoma sports media. The video also has a strong nutrition message of how beef fuels his play. But since its release a month ago, it has achieved more than 770,000 organic video views, meaning the content and not advertising dollars were driving the views. We were so excited, though, when ESPN and Inside the NBA on TNT played the video on its broadcast, and stories have been featured across marketing and sports blogs, as well as Yahoo News and all Oklahoma media.
Now, a second video is out showcasing a day on the ranch for Stephen and enjoying, at the end of the day, a great steak.
So be like Stephen Adams and smash steaks.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. The United States and the European Union have reached an agreement in principle to allow U.S. farmers a share of the EU's annual 45,000-ton quota for hormone-free beef imports. Politico reports the agreement has been sent to EU member nations for approval. The import quota was set in 2009 by the EU after the bloc lost a World Trade Organization dispute over its ban on hormone-treated beef. However, other nations have largely served to meet the quota, crowding out U.S. beef producers. Negotiations to include the U.S. in the EU beef market started in September of last year, as the Trump administration is seeking a trade agreement with the European Union. Those talks have been slow going as the European Union has been reluctant to include agriculture in trade negotiations with the United States. Still, both sides are trying to move forward in the initial negotiation. In other news, as the spring planting season approaches, farmers are facing another year marked by depressed incomes and rising uncertainty. Federal crop insurance is an important risk management tool that can help you weather the storm. And with the March 15th sales deadline just around the corner, it's time to speak to your agent about your crop insurance options. Tom Zachary Arias is president of the National Crop Insurance Services.
It is important that farmers sit down with their agent and carefully evaluate their risk management strategies for 2019. In discussion with a few agents across the Midwest, farmers appear to be maintaining their coverage levels and in a few cases buying up a coverage level. With changes in the new farm bill, some farmers are evaluating the supplemental coverage option, or SCO. New for 2019 is the multi-county enterprise unit option. Although this new option may not benefit all farmers, it may work for some in certain situations. The important takeaway is that farmers should sit down with their agent and evaluate the choices that are right for their individual operation. The other important takeaway is that in today's environment, crop insurance provides farmers considerable flexibility in tailoring an appropriate risk management strategy for their farm.
By providing farmers with a tool to effectively manage their risk, crop insurance has been critical to the economic health of rural America. Congress recently took steps to further strengthen crop insurance through provisions in the Farm Bill.
We're proud that Congress recognizes that crop insurance works for farmers and taxpayers alike. Much of this success can be attributed to the exceptional service provided by local crop insurance agents, adjusters, and the companies that stand beside them.
You got farm news on Ron.
ITC Great Plains is your energy superhighway and holds transmission-only utility status in Oklahoma with authority to construct, own, operate, and maintain a regulated high-voltage transmission system. ITC Great Plains is a good neighbor and proud to be a part of the 2019 Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. Be watching for and listening to coverage of the Oklahoma Youth Expo on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. Powered by ITC, your energy superhighway.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.